Outrageous, written by Marie Force, narrated by Maxine Mitchell and Aiden Snow. Chapter 1. Leah. I want to lick him. I want to strip him naked and lick every hill and valley of his muscular body. I want to know if all his muscles are as big as the ones on his arms. I want to ride him like a cowgirl. And then I want to ride him like a reverse cowgirl. My obsession with Emmett Burke began on my first day at Quantum Productions, where I work as assistant to megastar Marlo Sloan, a Quantum partner and overall amazing badass woman. On day one, Emmett was charged with reviewing the company's non-disclosure agreement with me. Even with Flynn Godfrey's assistant Addie sitting with us, I didn't hear a word Emmett said about the NDA because I was so fixated on his obscenely sexy mouth. Right there, in the Quantum office, I had visions of all the places I'd like to feel that mouth. Then he mentioned how I could be sued for discussing Quantum business or the partners outside of work, and that got my attention off his mouth. For a second or two, long enough to sign the NDA. I would never blow the amazing opportunity my friend Natalie secured for me after she fell in love with Flynn the superstar and ran away to Hollywood to marry him. But I sure would love the opportunity to blow Finn's attorney. At her wedding, Natalie hooked me up with Marlo, who hired me on the spot and bought out my contract with the charter school I'd worked for in New York. Unhappily, I might add. Teaching wasn't for me. Being the assistant to one of the top movie stars in the world? Hell to the yes. That's for me. Marlo paid for my move to LA, and now that I'm here, doing a job I truly love, I'm the envy of everyone I know. Telling tales out of school, no pun intended, is not going to happen. I'd never do anything to screw up this sweet deal and the amazing opportunity I've been given to have a career I couldn't have dreamed up for myself. But me and Emmett Burke, that is so going to happen. If I can just figure out a way to break through his uptight, always professional demeanor to find the hot-blooded man under the $3,000 suits that have to be handmade for him because no off-the-rack suit would fit those biceps. In the meantime, I spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about licking him and trying to come up with reasons to talk to him. I wish I had the balls to come right out and tell him I want to suck his dick until he explodes down my throat, but something tells me that wouldn't be the best career move I could make. While Emmett isn't one of the Quantum principals...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?